Hello, this is Will calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Barbara.
Speaking.
Ms. Thomas, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
What issues facing this nation? Why? Because it's going down the pot?
Exactly, and we need to know your opinion about that.
I really don't care. I have to care. I have feelings to care. I don't. Why should I?
Because you're an American.
Really? You believe in the Constitution?
Of course I do.
You believe in America?
Of course I do.
Well, I don't. It's all an illusion. It's a fantasy.
Okay.
It's just a play on. For 400 years, I've been here. What did they give me? Nothing.
Okay.
Now, the truth of the matter is, y'all created and y'all have always had. No offense taken.
No, not at all.
The evil one here.
It's a
and
battle
y'all
between
all
evil,
evil
and good.
No, y'all don't stand up and admit. No, you don't have to like me because I'm black or whatever.
No, of course not.
But listen to me. You have to respect me. I'm a human being.
Of course you are, and we respect you, and that's the reason why we are interested in knowing your opinion.
No, you're not. You want to know. No, you're not interested in knowing my opinion. You don't care. All you want to know is what are blacks or other people planning on doing.
Of course not.
We're not doing anything.
This is not political related. This has nothing to do with a specific political party. It's not even
really?
About the government. No, it's not. It's not.
That's right, because there is no government. What did I just tell you? I don't believe in it. The first three words of the Constitution is a lie. We the people. What people?
Okay. I understand. Well, I would love to hear your opinions on some of the subjects that I will ask you about. It's very important
you got,
to know.
You got less than a minute. You better get to your first question because I'm going to hang up. I'm going to tell you. But go ahead.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Probably will.
Thank you. Next question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
Well, no, I'm halfway. Put 5.
Okay, thank you. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important? Somewhat important?
10%.
Okay, that would be not too important?
10%. I love politics. I love news.
Okay.
I love learning.
That's why I learn
and I listen and I analyze. I got a brain.
I'm not
a stupid person.
Of course
yes,
not.
Yes, I love politics. Yes.
Okay. Then it's very important to you, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
It's very important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
What? I vote Democrat.
Okay. That will be a strong Democrat or not strong,
strong.
Democrat? Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are
you
very satisfied?
You had your moment. This country
we almost done.
Is headed for default. I don't care.
Okay, so you are dissatisfied, very dissatisfied?
It ain't whether I'm satisfied or not. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, maybe your opinion will help us change a few things.
Hopefully, change on.
Okay. Would you say then you are dissatisfied, very dissatisfied?
Why do you keep repeating the same question and putting it in another way? You use a different word, means the same. Didn't I just tell you? How else can I tell you? I don't really care.
No, the reason why I keep repeating the same options is because
want me to answer that question. And that'll put me in the category. And that when they analyze it, they'll say, well, we have 42% or this percentage. Do you really care?
You can refuse, no problem. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The COVID-19 pandemic, the Biden administration and their policies, big business and corporate price, gazing and greed, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, Republicans in Congress, or you blame others?
Others and everybody.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Now I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people
let me get off this phone because you're getting me madder and madder. You ain't got...
Please
you
don't
got,
get mad.
Why do you keep asking? You keep... What? Why is it so... Okay. Even you doing the study and you doing all this, right? Well, here. I have one question.
Go ahead.
I want you to stand up and let the whole world say that you are the troublemakers. People make decisions. Man, if you talking about having rights, I was raised in a house, we had free spirit, free will. We talked, we had open house off of them. We didn't play that. My mother never taught us that. She told, if I don't have to like somebody, but I have to respect them. And if you, and I tell my kids this myself, you don't have no guns. If you don't have a gun in your house, you can't use it.
I understand.
You're saying you got all of these protections, all these, that when we go to meetings, I go to a lot of meetings, you should be able to tell by my voice.
Okay.
And I voice my opinion very well.
Okay.
You know, nobody can police me better than me. A policeman does not have to be. Now, he sure has his job to do. And if he did his job, he wouldn't have time to be meddling. And if criminals, and if you, you whatever you let live or be in your home is what you won't have the problems with. Those are the things you should be talking about.
But
you should
talk
about this economy. This economy ain't going to the pot. It ain't never benefited me. You know what your biggest wealth that this United States, as you call it? People. Property.
Okay.
Like they call us, people and property.
Okay.
They take that us away from them, they fall apart.
I understand. I want to thank you once again for your time, and since you don't want to continue with the survey, I respect that. That's your right not to continue. I want to thank you once again for your time, and I apologize for any inconvenience.
No, I apologize for getting worked up and getting loud and being rude. I respect you. You can do what you want to do. I'm not saying that. You have your rights.
Yeah. No, I'm just working. This is my job. You know, that's what I'm doing.
I understand. I understand, but let me tell you, when a paycheck will not bring any more credit and anything good to you, if you don't do something, you have to stay. It's no problem. If the person is wrong, they're wrong. Simple as that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if you don't like a person, you don't have to.
Exactly.
But
I respect that too.
And when we go out here in the world, and let me tell you something like this. You holler about everybody's this, everybody's that. Would you care if you was bleeding to death if an AIDS doctor worked on you? No, you're not.
Of course not.
You know you're not.
I want to save my life.
That's right. And you're not going to care. You're going to care when you get in with a group, a bunch of negative people that's passing around at all this, that wants to take this country apart.
And I guess, you know, the purpose of this survey is exactly that, trying to change
those things. I know what it's about. Like I said, it's just gathering up information. You stir it around. You sit at a big desk with your suits and ties, run with the creeps, not you per se as a person.
Yeah.
I'm just saying what they do.
No, I work
but
for
I
a
tell
private
you
company.
What? Pardon me?
I work for a private company. This is
and
a private company.
Man.
It's not government related. It's not political related.
This of course
is
it
a,
is. Everything
no, it's
is.
Not. No, this no. one is not.
No, no, no. Yes, it is. Because it uses the information to sell to others.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I understand. I understand. No problem.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. You too.
And you stay safe above and beyond anything.
You too. You too. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.